I was in two meetings just today that we were talking about our 2026 plan. What are we actually going to do to grow this business? Those are all ideas we have about what it's going to take to hit the growth numbers that we want to be able to hit in two of those companies. What really matters ultimately is what we start to do in January. And the plan that we come up with, say in December for 2026, that absolutely does matter. I think planning without execution is just simply hallucination. I think you're hallucinating. You're talking about all the things you want to do. You've chosen out of the hat, so to speak. You've chosen the strategy that you have. But ultimately, how do we match our plan with execution?
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. It's coming up on annual planning season. Just dropped an episode this past Monday that is called On Annual Planning. So if you would love to be able to come to our free 2026 annual planning workshop, if you just go to blueprintos.com/assets, you can come to our workshop completely for free. And I look forward to seeing you there. So on today's episode, I want to talk about this idea of ideas. Obviously, as we go into 2026, whether you join us at our annual planning workshop or not, as a small business owner, you're going to do some form of annual planning. And I think it was something I saw online from Jeff Bezos, I believe, where he had somebody speak into his life that they said, Jeff, you have enough ideas to kill Amazon. If Jeff Bezos had enough ideas to kill Amazon, you have enough ideas to kill your business. And so do I. There's a maxim. One of our maxims in Blueprint is ideas are everywhere, but implementation is everything. And let me also talk about a couple other words. And when I talk about implementation, I'm also talking about execution. I'm talking about execution. Now, I heard Stephen Bartlett recently talk about that. Apparently in LinkedIn, one of the most commonly used words is strategy. Now, I don't think that it's exactly the same idea, that ideas and strategy are basically one and the same. That's not necessarily it, but basically strategy is like, here's all the ideas that we have to grow this business. And so this is what we're going to pick. And so effectively, we're going to call that our strategy. I think that's fine. But apparently execution is like less than the 1,000th ranked word in LinkedIn, where strategy is apparently top five. So more people are on LinkedIn using and talking about the word strategy, but the word execution is the 1,000th or worse ranked word. I think that goes back to this maxim that ideas are everywhere, but it's actually the implementation and the execution that really does matter. So what do we do as business owners? We are going to be, over the next couple of weeks, again, whether you join us at our workshop or you do your own on your own time, you're going to be doing some sort of planning. I was in two meetings just today that we were talking about our 2026 plan. What are we actually going to do to grow this business? Those are all ideas we have about what it's going to take to hit the growth numbers that we want to be able to hit in two of those companies. What really matters ultimately is what we start to do in January. And the plan that we come up with, say in December for 2026, that absolutely does matter. I think planning without execution is just simply hallucination. I think you're hallucinating. You're talking about all the things you want to do. You've chosen out of the hat, so to speak. You've chosen the strategy that you have. But ultimately, how do we match our plan with execution? How do we take the ideas that we have and actually go and implement the doggone things so that we don't just have a bunch of random ideas that we're, you know, just ideating all over the place? This episode kind of goes along with what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, was this visionary integrator fallacy, that you're the special snowflake out there that you can just go and visionate all over the place. Do you need to have a crystal clear vision of your business? Absolutely. I think everything you decide to do and take massive action on is determined on the vision that you have. And so the same thing, whatever your vision is for 2026, and the plan that you have and the strategies that you decide that this is what we're going to do. We're going to run paid ads. We're going to do workshops. We're going to buy leads. We're going to really execute on referrals. We're going to really network. Whatever you're going to do to grow your company, that plan matters, but also so does the execution. So as business owners, how do we balance both having a plan for the future and also taking action? I think number one is we have to be honest with the resources that we have. How much time do you have to execute on this? How much money do you have that you're going to put behind this strategy? How much do you actually know that you can put forth? I'll give you an example. There's a company, one of my companies, our rough 2026 target. Again, this is not set in stone as I'm recording this in mid-November. This is not done. But we roughly are going to try to hit about $3 million in top line sales. We roughly believe currently our marketing budget is about 150 grand. Great. It's still $150,000 budget. It's not 1.5 million. There's so many different places we could allocate that budget of 150,000. I mean, there's so many things I would love for us to be able to do, but it's still limited resources. So we are having to say no to some really, really good ideas. Some things that I really wish we could do, they're just too expensive and it's not the things we could do right now. I really wish we could have multiple billboards, not just a couple. I really wish we could have all of these different TV spots. Well, we've got to pick and choose a little bit. And so we're trying, it's that process of eliminating and having to say no to some good ideas because we're being honest with the resources that we have, time, energy, money, capacity on the team, et cetera. And so we're not just taking and having a bunch of random ideas, but we're actually saying, well, we're going to invest some money in these things. We're being honest with the resources that we have. And we're also being honest with the capacity of our team that we have behind it. And so I think whenever you're putting together your 2026 plan, just know it's not just the ideas. You need to have good ideas of what you're going to do to grow your business, but it also has to be matched with massive action. Massive action. It's the implementation, the action, and the execution of whatever your plan is that absolutely matters. So whether you're able to join us on a couple of weeks of the annual planning workshop or not, just know we are going to talk about what we are going to do, but also a component of a successful plan is not the plan itself. It's the execution, the daily, the weekly, the monthly execution behind it. And how do you actually go about doing that? Well, one of the ways is you have to adequately evaluate your capacity, your own personal energy, and how much money am I willing to put behind this plan? If you're hesitant about putting money behind one of your plans, maybe it's because you're not fully committed to that plan. And that is okay. All right, everyone. Hope this served you well. Look forward to seeing you at the annual planning workshop, blueprintos.com/assets. Scroll down middle of the page. You'll see the annual planning workshop. You can register for free. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, everyone. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.